We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, chapter number 1st, and text number 13 and 14. In the place called Naimisharanya, which is still existing, it's very near to Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh. This is called Brahmarad area, where under the instructions of Brahmaji, the descendant rishis and others. Now, in this particular time when the Kali Yuga began, was headed by Shaunaka Muni, and they were inquiring into the matter of the Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. They were very eager to hear the Katha of Lord Krishna. Katha means the unsurpassable pastimes of the Lord. These are not ordinary play games that young children play. This is the highest subject matter that even the great sages are very eager to hear. So, the subject matter of hearing is very much important. Otherwise, in our material life, we have thousands of subject matters to keep on hearing. Why we are assembled today is also explained. Because in the material world we struggle hard to make a living so we can survive. But being a human being, especially when we have been given consciousness, an important thing that the consciousness has been developed under the guidance of Vedic principles, that anybody who is born in Bharatavarsha or in relationship to Bharatavarsha or so-called descendancy of those who have taken birth, either by body or by knowledge. The Western devotees are also taking initiations, so they are also born in the Vedic Sanskriti through the aids of knowledge. So, it is the duty that one must listen to these topics for the ultimate welfare of oneself. Otherwise, our human form of life is wasted. Srotavyadini Rajendra Nranam Santi Shahastrashu. This is narrated by Sukhdev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj, that the subject matter of hearing are thousands. For those who are not seeing his real welfare, for them the subject matters of hearing are thousands. Apashyatam atma tattvam griheshu grahamedinam. Because they cannot focus their vision on atma tattva, their self or real selfishness. First of all, they do not know who they are, whether what kind of self they are. The body is the self, the mind is the self, the intelligence is self, or the real self is the self. They can't discern. And for them, those who cannot see the self, apashyatam atma tattvam, the truth of our being, reality, if we, then we are called griheshu grihamedina. Even though we are situated in grahasthasam, we are not grahasthi, but we are grahamedis. Grahastha means one who is situated in the house steadily. Sthir. Sthir means sthir. Means to stay. For the purpose of knowing the reality of it. But those who fail to know, they are simply called grahamedhis. Ones whose intelligence is locked up only in the house, household paraphernalia, house occupants, only house. So, these rishis are assembled on the onset of Kali Yuga to perform a yajna of simply listening to the topics of the Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, Lordship Krishna. For 1,000 years, it is said. Because the longevity of the life is 1,000 years in Dwapar Yuga. This is all happening when Dwapar Yuga is supposed to be ending and Kali Yuga will be beginning. Because seeing the future, these rishis are so much worried that in this Kali Yuga, people will be short-lived, they will be lazy, they will be dull, they will be unlucky, and moreover, they will be always disturbed. So they were worried. And simply, they want to discuss on the topic of the Absolute Truth or the reality about the Self. So, they were performing this Sankirtan Jagya of hearing and chanting. So, in the midst of them, Suta Goswami comes, who is the direct disciple of Sukadeva Goswami, who was present when Parikshit Maharaj was told all this narration before he died. And the Kali then started ruling. So, Suta Goswami was the well-qualified person to speak about. So, the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Saunaka Muni, they are concerned for us. And that's why this narration starts. They are putting some questions before Suta Goswami. Their eagerness to hear the topics of Lord Shri Krishna, the Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, are reasonably put forward. Reasonably. There are reasons. It's not that by belief they simply want to hear the Krishna Katha. But because there is some reasonable rationality is there, and not only rationality, some logic is there, not only logic, but the claims in our Shastra about the Absolute Truth only concentrating on the Lord Krishna's character. Therefore, they were very eager. So, they say, Tannaha Sushramananam Arhasyanganu anuvarnitam yasyavataro bhutana kshemaya cha bhavaya cha. O Suta Goswami, we are eager to learn about the Personality of Godhead and His incarnations. Please explain to us those teachings imparted by the previous masters or the acharyas, for one is uplifted both by speaking them and by hearing them. So we are here to get mutual benefit, not of any money or food, but we are here to be benefited by hearing and chanting. Anyone who speaks about the Absolute Truth is benefited, and anyone who hears about this Absolute is benefiting. So, do not go home without benefit. Don't go empty-handed. Hear the benefits there. Unless and until there is some benefit, one does not make an endeavor to come. Right? So we are all here for mutual benefit. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, the conditions for hearing and transcendental message of the Absolute Truth are set forth herein. The first condition is that the audience must be very sincere and eager to hear, and the speaker must be in the line of disciplic succession from the recognized acharya. The transcendental message of the Absolute is not understandable by those who are materially absorbed. Under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, one becomes gradually purified. Therefore, one must be in the chain of disciplic succession and learn the spiritual art of submissive hearing. In the case of Suta Goswami and the sages of Naimisharanya, all these conditions are fulfilled because Srila Suta Goswami is in line of Srila Vyasadeva, and the sages of Naimisharanya are all sincere souls who are anxious to learn the truth. Thus, the transcendental topics of Lord Shri Krishna's superhuman activities, his incarnations, his birth, appearance or disappearance, his forms, his names, and so on, are all easily understandable because of requirements are fulfilled. Such discourses help all men on the path of spiritual realization. These are the qualifications. Our eagerness also must be qualified. Simply, eagerness simply may dictate curiosity. But the curiosity should be under approved process. Here we are said by Srila Prabhupada that the speaker should be in the chain of disciplic succession and learn the spiritual art of submissive hearing, not challenging hearing. Submissive hearing. The sages of Naimisharanya are sincere souls. They may be coming from anywhere, even Mayavadi, impersonalist or whatnot. But somehow or other they have been assembled and they have selected a speaker from the chain of Vyasadeva. Right? So, the transcendental topics of Lord Shri Krishna, his superhuman activities, his incarnations, his birth, appearance or disappearance, his form, his name, and so on, they can be easily understood without much required interpretations. So, therefore, we must take that when all these requirements are fulfilled, the topics will fructify, both in the speaker as well as in the listener. So don't go empty-handed. Let me try to do my duty under the care of Srila Prabhupada, who is coming under the bona fide disciplic succession. And please try to hear very submissively, attentively, as well as have full faith. Now in the next verse, they show the concern. Apannasun srutim ghoram yannama vivesho granan tata sadyo vimuchyeta yad vibheti svayam bhavam bhayam. Living entities who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna. He is feared by the fear personified. So can you imagine, even if we chant unconsciously, not only that we are purified, but we will be liberated if we chant unconsciously. Why? Because Lord Krishna, whose names are this powerful, what to speak of his personality, that even fear personified fears of such supreme person. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, Vasudeva or Lord Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead, is the supreme controller of everything. There is no one in creation who is not afraid of the rage of the Almighty. Great asuras like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, and others who were very powerful living entities were all killed by the personality of Godhead. And the Almighty Vasudeva has empowered his name with the powers of his personal self. Everything is related to him and everything has its identity in him. It is stated herein that the name of Krishna is feared even by the fear personified. This indicates that the name of Krishna is no different from Krishna. Therefore, the name of Krishna is as powerful as Lord Krishna himself. There is no difference at all. Anyone, therefore, can take advantage of the holy name of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Even in the midst of greatest dangers, the transcendental name of Krishna, even though uttered unconsciously or by force or circumstances, can help one obtain freedom from the hurdle of birth and death. So please have firm faith in it. The reasons are given. It's not that one is believing, that's why he's taking. We should have a very confirmed faith in the power of the holy name, which is very logically explained as it is non-different from the Supreme Lord, because it's transcendental nature. It's not material. The Lord is not material. When he comes and takes avatar, he doesn't become material. So his holy name is not material. We are absorbed in the material entanglement. Therefore we cannot understand. But simply by taking the holy name, even unknowingly, liberation is guaranteed. Because of the power invested in the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says very emphatically that Nama Namakari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shaktis. My dear Lord, you have hundreds and thousands of names. And you have invested all your potencies in each and every name. Tatrarpitam niyamita smaranena kala. To chant these holy names, there is no impediment for remembrance, because there are no strict rules and regulations to be followed. You can chant anywhere, anytime, in any condition. So, what are these energies or potencies invested in the holy name? There are six energies. They are all attractive. If you check that, what are our hankerings? We want to possess these energies ourselves. If we get educated, First of all, we want to possess money. Why money is attractive? It has power in it, is it not? Power means energy. Money can purchase power. Anything that attracts must have some power, some kind of magnetic effect, they say. Huh? Money has power, beauty has power, knowledge has power, fame has power, renunciation has power. So all these potencies are there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, my dear Lord, you have invested all your energies in fullness in all your holy name. If we have to work so hard just to get our earning so we can pay the rent, eat the food, then why not to chant Hare Krishna and we will get all of it? Because there is no bluff that holy name has all powers invested in it. Simply we have to take the power out in the holy name. Is it freely available? You don't have to pay. You don't have to work hard for the holy name. There are no conditions. You can take any time, anywhere. But do we have faith? No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is the real problem. That even though we are attracted to all the opulences that the Lord possesses, we want to possess. Because after all, we are His sons, is it not? But we don't want to possess as inheritance. We can't wait. Huh? We want to murder our father and usurp his money. We want to exploit the mother nature. And we don't want the father. What kind of mentality is there? We must be very, very envious with the Lord. He is making everything so easily available in His holy name. But we don't care. If we understand the efficacy of the holy name, that each and every holy name is able to bestow all the potencies of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not bluffing. But he says, this is my weakness. That etadrashi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi. You have been so much merciful that everything is available in your holy name. But durdaivam idrasham niha janin anuraga. Anuraga, I have no. That is durdasha. I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction to the holy name. Krishna means all attractive. And we show opposite character out of enviousness that I don't have attraction to you. Unless and until we are envious of the Supreme, who is all attractive, the enviousness repulses. We experience within our mutual dealings even, that suppose two partners are sharing profit, right? And somebody takes more, doesn't care the others. He cheats somehow or another. How do we behave with him? We really become envious. Oh my God, look at that. We can't tolerate. You know? So Krishna is investing all his potencies and he is freely giving. But I am so much envious that I want to live without him. I want to usurp as if I own it. What kind of enviousness is this? It's deep down in every living entity who thus have been separated from him. And Krishna says, I'm easily available in the form of my holy name. Because holy name is no different than the form of the Lord. Here it is said, then why do you fear the holy name? Actually, fear personified is fearing the holy name. Krishna has killed so many asuras. When Krishna is there, the cowherd boys and girls, they were totally fearless. It's very funny that whenever there is some trouble in Vrindavan, they rush to Krishna, please help, because you are our savior. They have experienced that Krishna has saved from different asuras before. So they rush to him, please save us. But then after Krishna saves, they start fearing about Krishna. Oh, where is our Lala? He must be in danger. Because look at that, this big demon was there. Let's find out. They become fearful of Krishna out of love. First they fear and they rush for Krishna to help. Krishna is fearless. Even personified fear cannot stand before him. But out of love, they reciprocate that they want to care for Krishna. Krishna, you must have also gone similar, you know, problem from this demon. Huh? Let's come home better. Bhayam swayam bibheti. So even the holy name, which is identical with Lord Krishna's person, anyone who chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, becomes fearless. Try to prove. Please practice and prove yourself. The devotee do not fear. Their fear is eradicated. You see the example of Prahlad Maharaj. He was not at all afraid of any trial. His father came. Srila Prabhupada came at the age of 70. If he is fearful of his old age, do you think he would have come? Everybody wants to die at the age of 70 in a cozy armchair. They don't want to get out even. But because he is a devotee, he can take all the risks. He doesn't have fear. Our fearlessness comes from the holy name. So take home with you, become fearless. No other holy name is going to make you free from fear. As it is recommended in this age of Kali, because Kali Yuga is very fearful. If you want to hear the symptoms of Kali Yuga, you will be totally perspiring, let me tell you. Even though we have witnessed so many things, yet our material attachment makes us that we have something not to worry, because I have bank balance, I have my wife and children to protect me, I have this and that, I have something stored in emergency so I can survive. But Srimad Bhagavatam tells these are all fallible soldiers. They cannot protect you. The real fearlessness comes by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, shake up your weakness. Kick it out. Chant Hare Krishna. You will become glorious because Krishna will be available to you. He will reciprocate your desires. Experience this situation. This is simply the beginning. Otherwise, what is the necessary to glorify the holy name in Kali Yuga? That these sages are undertaking an endeavor for 1,000 years. Please chant. It is free. There are no hard and fast rules to chant. Only have the courage, means desire. You will become courageous if you develop desire. You will become courageous by cultivating the desire to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Become regular and increase your Atma Bal. Most of us in our Hindu community, we do not have self-esteem. We do not have the strength, inner strength, upon which we can withstand any calamity. But our culture has withstood so many onslaughts. Because the holy name is victorious. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtana. Do it together and experience the strength of the Lord directly invested in us. Don't become callous. Don't neglect the holy name. Chant regularly and manifest the strength. We can cross over very easily. Anybody can cross over. Many of you have come to the temple. You have temple within your own home, but have a prescribed process to follow. To become fearless. Up till now we have done so many kathas and heard so much. But because of material attachment, our fear is increasing rather than decreasing. Because we have not taken the help of the holy name. What good is our religiosity or our beliefs in Hinduism? We are still fearful. We shop around with from one demigod to another demigod, jump back and forth, or do simultaneously wholesale. But chant Krishna's name, because he is the absolute truth upon whom everything is resting. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante ma budha bhava samanvatat. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that from me everything emanates and by me everything is sustained. Knowing this, they worship me through my holy name. That's called intelligence. They are intelligent people. But if we are blinded by our lusty desires and resort to the demigods, harass them to give us boon, we want to do some mercantile exchange with them, how much fearlessness they can give. They give temporary desires, but they want to remove the fear. They will give us entanglement because we wanted it and they supply it. Better try to come out from the network of our karma that we have woven around us. It is important that by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, get the empowerment of cut the tabernacle from the labyrinth of karma. It's like a mess. You cannot get out. But Krishna says, this is the way to surrender to me through my holy name. And surely you'll be able to cross over. Daivi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya medantarantite. So we have to surrender to the style and technique Lord Krishna shows. Utilize it. It doesn't cost anything. You might have to, you know, shake up your brain a little bit, you know. But do it and get the benefit. So make a resolve before you go to your own homes. I will chant few rounds, determined rounds, and see the potency. You can chant one round of 108 Mahamantras, or you come along increasingly up to minimum 16, and then you see what can you do as a service to the Lord, in turn the service to the mankind. Our family is included in. We don't have to do any such separate businesses. By satisfying the Supreme, you will satisfy everybody. Yasmin tuste jagat tustam. And know him alone, so you will know everything. Kasmin bhagavo yasmin vigyatam sarvamevam vigyatam bhavanti. Understand that Supreme Personality of Godhead alone. By understanding him, you will understand everything. So, in Kali Yuga, we are but short-lived. We don't have time or even that kind of interest to go through the pages of the Vedas. So, they are so extensive. Rather, you know, take up the conclusion, which is perfect medicine, concentrated medicine. You know, it has been... It has to be administered through the ear and let it reach to the heart. Then everything will start manifesting. This is called Bhavarog medicine. Medicine to cross over this repeated birth and death. It's a rogue. So, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. You are not the loser. Oh, I will have to give up my family. No, no, who said? Let the whole family chant resoundingly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Everybody will be happy. Any question? कोई प्रश्न है हिंदी में करना है तो हिंदी में करें
थोड़ा से हिंदी में
फिर से हिंदी में बोलो
थोड़ा से
Okay, long ago you learned the art of Hindi speaking. भगवान के नाम की महिमा बताई गई है कि भगवान का नाम और भगवान में अंतर नहीं, नाम और स्वरूप में अंतर नहीं बताते। तो जब भगवान के सामने भय भी टिकता नहीं है तो क्या भगवान के नाम नाम से टिकेगा नहीं? भगवान के नाम लेकर निर्भय बनने की बात बताते हैं, लेकिन हमारी दुर्दशा ऐसी है कि भगवान के नाम के प्रति हमें कोई आकर्षण नहीं। भगवान का काम आकर्षण करना है और हम ऐसे पड़े हैं कि आकर्षण करते नहीं और होने नहीं देते। जब परदेशी लोग आकर्षित हो जाते हैं तो स्वदेश वाले कितने ऐसे होंगे, विरोधाभासी, क्योंकि अपने दिमाग में काफी अहंकार का धुआं जमा है। पहले तो घर की मुर्गी दाल बराबर समझते हैं, ये तो हम जानते हैं स्वामी जी, लेकिन जानते हैं तो करते क्यों नहीं, वो मेरी मर्जी की बात है। अहंकार का धुआं है। हमने आजकल बहुत सारे अनुष्ठान किए, हमारी श्रद्धा इसमें पड़ी है उसमें पड़ी है, लेकिन ये श्रद्धा है कि या मान्यता है? श्रद्धा तो अलग बात है, मान्यता बताई जाती है। मान्यता मन का कारण होता है और मन में जो संकल्प विकल्प होते हैं उसके अनुसार ये मान्यता भी ऐसी ही होती है, चंचल काम चलाओ मान्यता से हमें परमानेंट समाधान थोड़ा होता है। जबकि भगवान के नाम पर ही रुचि नहीं है तो भगवान के नाम में तो सारी शक्ति भरी है, तो हमें शक्ति, वैसे भी हम शक्ति के लिए ही तो दूसरों से प्रार्थना करते हैं, देवताओं से विनंती करते हैं कि हमें ये दे दो वो दे दो, धनम देही जनम देही वरम देही स्त्री देही 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 देही, देवो 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 हमें दया करो। लेकिन आप क्या वापस देते हैं, मुफ्त मिलता है क्या? इसीलिए भगवान ने यदि देवताओं के मार्फत हमें दिया हो तो वो चला जाएगा, इसलिए हम फिर से चिंता में पड़ जाते हैं। पहले तो नहीं था इसलिए उसकी चिंता होती है, अब आया है थोड़ी देर वो भी चला जाएगा उसकी भी चिंता रहती है, इसलिए भगवान के नाम के प्रति अनुराग नहीं रहता क्योंकि हम चिंता से ग्रस्त है ना। जब निर्भय बनने के लिए भगवान का नाम दिया है तो उस पर ही हम आकर्षण नहीं जमाते, क्योंकि ये भक्ति के अटैचमेंट जो चिंताएं बनाए रखी है मूर्खता का कारण, अहंकार का फलस्वरूप बताया जाता है। तो इन चीजों से हमें थोड़ी समझदारी प्राप्त करनी चाहिए। भगवान के नाम पर यदि श्रद्धा हो तो धा यानी धिया बुद्धि, सत भगवान परम सत्य है, तो सत धाना यानी कि परम सत्य पर बुद्धि द्वारा हमें विमर्श करना चाहिए, विवेक बताना चाहिए, डिस्क्रिमिनेट करना चाहिए, सत्य और असत्य का परिचय करना चाहिए, काम चलाओ क्या है और सनातन क्या है उस पर हमें भेद देखना चाहिए। हम फालतू हैं है? कोई अपने आप को फालतू समझता है? नहीं, क्योंकि सत्य है। तो यदि सत्य है तो सत्य का क्यों अनुरोध नहीं करता, सत्य की मांग करनी चाहिए। लेकिन हम सत्य होते भी असत्य के पीछे पड़े हैं तो वो मूर्खता कहां से आती है? तो क्योंकि मिथ्या अहंकार से, अज्ञानता। तो धार्मिक होते क्या अज्ञान नहीं रहेंगे? धार्मिक हो गया इसलिए हो गया क्या? बहुत अंध श्रद्धा वालू भी है, तो धार्मिक होना कोई बड़ी बात नहीं है, आध्यात्मिक होना यानी कि आत्मा के चरित्र पर नजर करना चाहिए, आत्मा के लक्षणों पर नजर करना चाहिए, आत्मा किसका अंश है उस पर ध्यान देना चाहिए। आत्मा स्वतंत्र नहीं है तो किसके अंदर है? भगवान के अंदर होना चाहिए, लेकिन ये अभी तो है तो माया के अंदर है। तो जिसका बेटा है उसकी शरण लेनी चाहिए, जो पिता है बेटा हमेशा पिता की शरण में होता है। ये तो भौतिक माता है, शरीर के लिए उसकी जिम्मेदारी है, दुर्गा की जिम्मेदारी आत्मा के लिए नहीं है। यदि आत्मा के लिए दुर्गा लेती तो पिता के पास भेजती, लेकिन परीक्षा करेगी ना, ये मां है तो परीक्षा करेगी। लेकिन भगवान कहते हैं जो मेरी शरण में आना चाहता है तो माया उसे छू भी नहीं सकती। माया का अधिकार भगवान के सामने होता ही नहीं, क्योंकि वो तो भगवान की परछाई है। कि भगवान के बारे में जिनको पता नहीं है वो माया की परछाई में रहते हैं, लेकिन भगवान का पता जिसको चल जाता है तो परछाई चली जाती है। पता ही तो लगाना चाहिए। तो मामे वे प्रपद्यन्ते माया मिताम तरन्ति ते। तो भगवान के नाम में यदि हमें निर्भयता प्राप्त होती है तो भगवान का नाम लेना इस कलयुग के लिए बहुत आवश्यक है। सारे भागवत में यही बताया है कि यदि कलयुग के बखान नहीं किया जाता, ये तो दोष की निधि है। इतने दोष हैं आप चौंके रह जाओगे। कलौ दोष निधे राजन अस्ति एको महद्गुण। दोष की निधि है लेकिन एक महान गुण कलयुग में, कीर्तनाद एव कृष्णस्य। सिर्फ कृष्ण भगवान के नाम का कीर्तन ही एक ऐसा विशिष्ट गुण है कलयुग में जो मुक्त संगम परम रजेत, मुक्ति की गारंटी देता है और भगवान के धाम तक पहुंचा सकता है। पहले निर्भय तो बनो, बाद में देखा जाएगा। भगवान का नाम लेता है वो निर्भय रहता है। तो हमें आप सबसे ऐसी विनंती है कि हम कायर क्यों रहे? हृदय में आत्मबल चाहिए तो भगवान के नाम द्वारा प्राप्त होता है, उसका परिचय करो। तो साथ में लेते जाओ भगवान का नाम। ये हरे कृष्णा महामंत्र हर रोज कम से कम एक राउंड तो करो, बाद में देखेंगे। घर में माला तो होगी, सबके पास होगी ना, नहीं तो रासपायन प्रभु दे देंगे। लेकर जाओ लेकिन कंजूस मत रहना। भगवान के नाम के लिए कंजूसाई बहुत बुरी चीज है। मुफ्त का फायदा उठाने के लिए भी कंजूस राजी नहीं होता। किसी को कोई प्रश्न है? बहुत सीरियस हो गए, डर गए क्या? हम तो भगवान का नाम से डर निकालना चाहते हैं। बोलो हरे कृष्णा,
हरे कृष्णा,
हरे कृष्णा,
कृष्णा
कृष्णा, हरे हरे,
हरे राम,
हरे राम,
राम
राम,
हरे
हरे। आप सभी का धन्यवाद।